Library occupied in siege against Lambeth Blairite cutters James Ivins, Lambeth Socialist Party. Carnegie Library in Lambeth, South London, is under community occupation. The borough's Labour Council closed it on the 31st of March to begin transforming it into yet another gym. Police have now effectively locked in the protest, which is turning into a siege. Lambeth's ultra-Blairite administration is refusing to negotiate. One councillor even mocked the community by tweeting pictures of cats on treadmills in response to challenges. Some library supporters are declaring that, in spite of Jeremy Corbyn's leadership, they will never vote Labour again. This underlines the Socialist Party's consistent warnings that failing to stand up to Blairite cutters will alienate Corbyn's support base. Private gym company Greenwich Leisure Limited GLL successfully bid to run Carnegie as a healthy living centre with a self-service neighbourhood library. How is a library supposed to operate without librarians? How many books can you shelve on a treadmill? How can you study in silence next to cross trainers and kettlebells? At the start of the occupation, activists were defending the site in shifts and continuing to run services for the community. But police have now sealed off the building. They are not permitting entry or re-entry, although they are allowing occupiers to leave. Lambeth Socialist Party backs the occupation and has visited the Carnegie to assist. We will continue to do so. But in order for the occupation to win, public sector union Unison must build four further strikes. There is currently a consultative ballot for industrial action across Lambeth's entire battered and angry council workforce. Such action would be a big step forward. Coordinating with council workers under threat in the neighbouring boroughs of Lewisham, Greenwich and Bromley would increase the impact. Jeremy Corbyn should intervene in support of Lambeth libraries and all jobs and services. Rather than tolerating Tories in red ties, he could instruct Labour Council leaders to set legal no-cuts budgets. Sadiq Khan, Labour's London mayoral candidate, has so far declined to support the libraries' campaign. Khan's supporters even tried to cover and remove Carnegie protesters' placards at the Blairites' launch events. Library campaigners understand the role of Blairite cutters very well. But the leadership of pro-Corbyn campaign group Momentum refuses to fight them. Momentum must immediately stop campaign activity for hated Blairites like Councillor Florence Eshalomi, or public support will continue to decline. The library is a complex organism. Cutting it off is just barbarism. Several dozen campaigners, mainly from the local Herne area, met in the Carnegie on the 31st of March to discuss their campaign. They are members of the community of all ages, and regular library users. When the Carnegie officially closed at 6 p.m, they refused to leave. The council plans to shut 4 of the 10 libraries in this deprived and densely populated inner city borough. The Minute Library in Mardsfield near Brixton closed the same day. Laura Swarfield, chair of the library campaign charity, said the police cordon means the situation is turning into a siege. The occupation has attracted national media attention, including from the BBC and a front page of the Financial Times. Libraries are not just about books. The Carnegie is an essential quiet workspace for advising school students. During my visit on the 1st of April, one young woman was poring over Latin GCSE notes. The local chess club used to meet in the facility. Organizers were even running a kids' music session in the library's garden. Placards reading words not weights adorned the Carnegie's gates, next to trade union and political banners. One occupier said to me, "The library is a complex organism, the way it interacts with all different parts of the community. Cutting it off is just barbarism." Embarrassing for Khan. It seems clear that Sadiq Khan sees the campaign as an embarrassment. Another occupier told me that flatlining support for Khan would really send a message to labor cutters. Florence Eshalomi, who is helping to drive through the cuts, is the local labor candidate for the Greater London Authority. Eshalomi, a sitting borough councillor, is reportedly an executive committee member of Tony Blair's Progress faction. Placards in the occupation read, "Shame on you, Eshalomi." Protesters have chalked the ground outside the library with angry slogans, including "We will never vote Labour again." but the leaders of Lambeth Momentum continue to blithely support Eshalomi and Khan. At its last meeting on the 16th of March, Lambeth Momentum agreed to picket a fundraiser for Eshalomi. A right-wing mole in the group leaked this decision to The Times, which ran a sensationalist attack on the group. Published on the 18th of March, the story included a denial from Momentum nationally, and insistence that Momentum backs Tory-like Labour moderates. Only a week later, activists received an email from Lambeth Momentum organising a canvassing session for Eshalomi. Falling turnout at the group's meetings is due in part to leaders' failure to stand up for anti-austerity politics. Cats on treadmills. Meanwhile, high-handed Labour councillors ignore counter-proposals and sneer at campaigners. According to local news website Brixton Bus, a senior council employee in charge of libraries presented alternative funding plans that could keep all 10 Lambeth libraries open. Councillors refused to consider it. Councillor Alex Bigham actually tweeted photos of cats on treadmills in response to requests to debate the closure plans. And Councillor Matt Bennett attacked Lockton occupiers for sharing a bottle of wine during a housing crisis. His own council's policies, selling off council homes, planning to bulldoze estates like Cressingham Gardens, are exacerbating this. Lambeth Unison released documents in October that suggest links between a councillor and GLL. Councillor Jane Edbrook delayed her proposals on the library service, allegedly to give GLL time to prepare a takeover bid. It seems the firm had previously sent staff members to closed workshops meant for community consultation on the libraries. Occupation holding fast. In less than a week, the occupation has had a tumultuous response. National and international solidarity has poured in as workers everywhere grow sick of capitalist politicians' attacks on jobs and services for working class people. During the occupation's first night, protesters saw off police who said they had received a 999 call from a staff member in the building who felt threatened. The only threat to library workers comes from Lambeth Council, not occupiers. Campaigners eventually persuaded police to leave after a union rep called all the workers out of the building. Officers were not allowed to enter the occupation. For now, the occupation is holding fast. Police are not even allowing children to visit parents in the building. The council is seeking an injunction, but at the time of writing has not succeeded. Coordinated industrial action, combined with strong solidarity support for the occupation, could lead to victory. Send messages of support to Lambeth Libraries campaign at gmail.com. Occupiers have appealed for fresh fruit and veg. In particular, report of the last Lambeth Libraries strike, librarians walk out over cuts and privatisation. Public meeting, South London fights back. Organised by South London NSSN, part of the National Shop Stewards Network, Wednesday the 13th of April 2016, 7:30 p.m. Caribou Centre, 7 Gresham Road, London South Western 9, 7 p.m. With speakers from the campaign against library closures, teachers balloting for strike action, junior doctors fighting an imposed contract, and more. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 4th of April 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.